thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Is that possible? It could be. Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen?
Former New York Congressman Allard Lowenstein says that Los Angeles police officials may have evidence in their possession which would indicate that more than one person fired shots at Senator Robert Kennedy the night he was assassinated.
And possibly shot in the head. I am right here. Rafer Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot.
According to Lowenstein, the evidence in the form of ceiling panels could prove that 10 shots were fired in the Ambassador Hotel pantry during the 1968 assassination.
Get the gun. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun.
Since Sirhan's gun held only 8 bullets, Lowenstein says evidence of 10 shots would prove that a second person with a gun was involved. Lowenstein says the evidence in Los Angeles police possession are several ceiling panels removed by police shortly after the shooting.
It's a hard rain, they're gonna fall.
The former congressman states that investigators found 3 holes in the panels which were removed.
Oh, what did you see, my blood, son?
Senator, how are you going to counter Mr. Humphreys and his backgrounding you as far as the delegate votes go?
You can just go and start to struggle for it.
A bargain for salvation, and she gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, I got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give you a shot up from the storm.
Lowenstein is asking that the panels be turned over to independent ballistics experts so that it can be determined if all the holes in the panels are entry holes.
The answer is blowing in the wind.
Lowenstein says that if all 3 holes in those ceiling panels are entry holes, that's the ball game. He states that 3 bullets that went up into the ceiling and 7 were recovered from the victims, so that's 10 bullets.
They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown.
The Los Angeles District Attorney's Office, in the meantime, has refused to conduct the tests. The DA's office says the Robert Kennedy investigation is now closed and labels attempts to reopen it as sensationalizing.
And there's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. For the times they are a-changing.
I'm Bobby Blue for the Progressive Radio Network.